Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios.
The man your man could smell.
Theo Dorsey is theoretically speaking.
But are you a different animal and the same beast?
What does that mean, Kobe Bryant?
Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
Good people, what is going on, baby? It is the last day of July. It is a Wednesday, and we are actually checking in from the road. Theoretically speaking, we are out here in the Chi. Summertime Chi too, baby. It's a good time to be in the city. Appreciate our family, our folks at ESPN Chicago 1000 for hosting me. C-Cat, you are back in the studios across the glass on the ones and twos. Why didn't you just pop up in my seat? Why are you still back there? You got to punch buttons still?
Yeah, still touching buttons. More comfortable over here too.
Nah, it's cool. I mean, the seat over there, you get closer to the glass. People in the city place can kind of reach out and stare at you more. It's kind of fun.
I guess so. Maybe next time.
Maybe next time. It is going to be a good one here today. Of course, the Pro Football Hall of Fame game is going to be tomorrow. The Chicago Bears, which is not necessarily why I'm in Chicago. We'll get to that a little later. Going to be taking on the Houston Texans tomorrow. They're also going to be enshrining 7 players into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And most importantly, especially to Palm Beach County and the Treasure Coast, they're going to be enshrining, finally, the man who made his career and got so much shine in this very city, in the Windy City of Chicago, and that is return specialist Devin Hester, the Suncoast alum and former Miami Hurricane. I mean, he's from the Raw, Riviera Beach. He waited more than long enough. C-Cat, I don't know what your thoughts were on this, the wait and the wait and the wait. I think this is his third year of eligibility. But Devin Hester is definitively the greatest returner in the history of the sport. And it took him 3 years to get in. But tomorrow we will finally be able to celebrate and cherish his career. Any fond memories of Devin Hester?
You know, we are in such a prisoner of the moment, recency bias type era, and still there's never been anyone that had anybody consider close to Devin Hester when it comes to that. Cordarrelle Patterson maybe is the second best that we've seen, but Devin Hester, undisputed greatest of all time in the return game.
Just immaculate. As a Chiefs fan, I got to at least shout out Dante Hall, the human video game. Yeah. You know, as a longtime Chiefs fan, gotta give love to the greats, of Kansas City and Chiefs Kingdom. But alongside Devin Hester in the class of 2024, you got Dwight Freeney, you got Randy Gratchar, you got Andre Johnson, another Miami Hurricane great, who, by the way, you just broke this to me right before the show started, C-Cat. The Canes picked by the media to finish 3rd in the ACC. I mean, did my vote not weigh enough? I picked Miami number one.
You got to talk to your people over there at ACC kickoff. What's that about? You can spread the word?
I mean, I thought at least my vote should have counted for 1.5. Like, I mean, I'm a guy that knows the Canes, like the back of my, not really. But at the very least, they got 17 first place votes. Picked to finish 3rd in the ACC. I'm looking forward to seeing the rest of those preseason polls out of the ACC. And speaking of, another guy in this class, in his first year of eligibility, Julius Peppers, off the edge, a Carolina Panthers great, and of course, a North Carolina guy. And then you got Patrick Willis, who I'm a little bit shocked with Patrick Willis because I'm so fond of who he was and what he was to the game. And he was such a fierce player and a guy that, you know, he was in the hit stick era when popping people's helmets off was cool and body slamming didn't get you penalties. But I didn't realize, I guess, looking back on it, he did have actually an immaculate career outside of just the huge hits and big highlights.
Yeah, I remember him on that 49ers defense that lost in the Super Bowl to the Ravens. That's why I remember most of Patrick Willis, him and Navarro Bowman, of course. But when you think Andre Johnson, someone who's in this class, what's the first thing you think of?
Well, the first thing I think of, because Andre Johnson actually is in Houston still. He stayed in Houston after his illustrious career with the Texans. And I've bumped into him at the club maybe 3, 4, 5 too many times to count when kicking it out there. So that's the first thing I think about. The guy is a fun hang and likes to kick it. But also, of course, the Courtland Finnegan fight.
Exactly.
Of course, the drubbing of Courtland Finnegan, who everybody, I think when it comes to Q rating and cornerbacks in the league, there's always these guys that are very volatile, these guys that, you know, draw a lot of ire, whether that be from their own fan base because they get burnt or other fan bases because they're annoying. And Courtland Finnegan was like top 3 maybe even top three all time of just corners you wanted to see get torched because for some reason you just didn't like the guy. And not only did Andre Johnson torch him, he then put him into a bit of a pretzel on the football field. Amazing stuff.
I was going to say that. Hall of Famer who's going to be most known for a fight on the field. I mean, Nolan Ryan is someone else I can think of, but people think of Nolan Ryan's actually baseball career rather than his fight with the headlock of Robin Ventura. Mm. I can't think of anybody else who's a Hall of Famer who's more known for their fight than their actual game, probably outside of the sport of hockey, because there's Hall of Fame enforcers.
Right. Yeah, and that's different because you get celebrated for and awarded for fighting in hockey. I think Kermit Washington wouldn't be in the Hall of Fame. Is Rudy Tomjanovich in the Professional Basketball Hall of Fame? Can we look that up on this on that side?
Yeah.
Rudy Tomjanovich, who was on the wrong side of Kermit Washington's fist, but he is probably most popular for that moment, getting his face caved in at midcourt in that game. So I would be curious, his coaching career maybe could have, you know, brought it over the top. Maybe I'm really stretching when it comes to the Hall of Fame. But these days, it does just feel like anybody gets in, and that's going to be the direction of our conversation today here on Theoretically Speaking on a Wednesday. Of course, later on, we're going to have Evan Cohen from Unsportsmanlike pull up on us and chop it up, talk some sports. Also, we have to pick his brain about that backyard barbecue that he had because there was one specific feature of that barbecue that I think you would have loved, C-Cat, and I am disappointed that Theoretically Speaking, which is almost like Unsportsmanlike South, didn't get extended an invite so that you can partake in what would have been fun for you, and I could have grubbed down with Chris Canty. Yeah. We'll pick that fight with him later, though.
We might be selling him short by calling it a barbecue, because this was an elevated barbecue that's outside of my price range, maybe outside of your price range as well. So he's got to answer for some things, for sure.
We're going to force him to answer for those things, undoubtedly. But let's get back to the Hall of Fame stuff here, because tomorrow the game's not going to be that exciting, mainly because the Bears are sitting all their starters. We won't be able to see Caleb Williams for the first time with his embarrassment of riches all over the field. So we'll have to wait on that. But, of course, we will have the enshrinement and the gold jacket dinner on Friday and then the official enshrinement on Saturday of these guys, the class of 2024. But it got me thinking with current-day NFL players, specifically the quarterbacks, how many guys who are going to be suiting up in the NFL this year, who are still active players and not retired, if they did retire today, if they did call it quits, they would make it into the Hall of Fame. They would have a gold jacket tailored to fit and ready to go 5+ years from now. And obviously, when you're doing something like this, C-Cat, the list is going to be short. But surprisingly, it was a little bit longer than I first anticipated when I actually sat down and went through the notes of this. Have you ever pondered this question, and how far, how many names do you have on your list? Because I have 4 and a possible.
Yeah, the thing is, I hold the Hall of Fame to a high regard. I don't care which Hall of Fame it is. Just because somebody else is in it does not mean that they should be in it, in my opinion. So I like to right wrongs, not continue wrongs. I like using the phrase that everybody else does as well. It's not the Hall of very good. It's the Hall of Fame. And I want to use those standards for this discussion.
And that's the thing. And for some of these guys, it's like, yes, you would be not even in the Hall of very good, in the Hall of extremely good, in the Hall of, dare I say, great. But in the Hall of Fame, we should have a different level of criteria when judging these guys. So how about we just start it right off? Can I get a little NFL music, a little NFL buzz underneath? My 5, really 4 and a possible guys that play quarterback right now, that if they retired today, they would make it into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. They would be enshrined in Canton on one of these exhibition preseason weekends. The number one guy, the most obvious of them all, not even Aaron Rodgers. We'll get to him. It's Patrick Mahomes. It's the guy that sits atop the throne right now, the guy that's chasing the ghost of Brady. 3 Super Bowl championships. All of them he's the Super Bowl MVP in. 2 regular season MVPs. And through 6 seasons of starting, the guy has done nothing but compete at the highest of levels, win double-digit games, win the division, and also has the Chiefs on the precipice of what looks like it could be this year. We're going to get to this a little later on because we're going to have two-a-day Teddies. It could be the first team to actually three-peat in the NFL. So Patrick Mahomes, any problems with that one, CK?
Not at all. He sealed his fate last year by winning that 3rd title. No doubt about it. He is going to be in the Hall of Fame.
lock it up, seal it. The deal is good. Mahomes is in. The next guy is obviously Aaron Rodgers. I mean, for him to have played this long at that high of a level and to have four MVPs, it does feel like he fell short career-wise, having that lone Super Bowl appearance and that lone Super Bowl championship that came more than a decade ago. But you can't deny the facts or the stats. He's top 10 in pretty much every single quarterback category. He's got the four MVPs, which I believe is a record, or is it tied for a record in the NFL? And then, of course, when you just have the eye test, which we talk about so often here, there's not many guys that look better doing it, not many guys that have been more efficient doing it, and also can do it in so many ways than Aaron Rodgers. The arm talent is there, despite how much he drives a lot of dissension with the conspiracy theories and the dark holes he jumps in.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Aaron Rodgers, when all said and done, he may not reach the potential of how much talent he has in turn translating that into Super Bowls, translating that into postseason success. But falling short of Aaron Rodgers' potential is unbelievably still a Hall of Fame caliber player.
You got to give it to him. The guy has a gold jacket waiting on him as soon as he finally pulls the trigger and exit stage right. So the next guy right here might draw some consternation. It's your quarterback, C. Caddy. He's the guy for the Ravens, two MVPs right now. You can't really count the Heisman from college. But when I look at quarterbacks that have had two MVPs in the NFL, nobody has done that and not made it into the Hall of Fame. So Lamar Jackson, despite the lack of postseason success, despite him not being able to have made it to a Super Bowl yet, I believe he has a Hall of Fame case right now, and he'd be in if he retired today.
I don't think so. See, that's where it gets. I think he's on the Hall of Fame track. Even if he doesn't win a Super Bowl, even if he's not in the Super Bowl anymore, if he keeps on putting these numbers up for the next 5 to 7 years, I think he will get in. But if he retired today, I don't think so. I love the prime that I'm seeing from Lamar Jackson, but without the W's when it matters most, I'm not willing to put my guy Lamar Jackson in the Hall of Fame at the moment.
Got you. Okay, so I'll put a possible on Jackson right now, though I have him. We got Mahomes and Rodgers definitely in today. How about Matthew Stafford, right? I mean, he did it with the regular season numbers and statistics his whole time when he was out there with the Detroit Lions, and then he wins the Super Bowl as soon as he steps foot in L.A. Stafford's in.
Yeah, Stafford is in. He has the numbers. He's going to be the single passing leader in all stats in Detroit. And now he has a Super Bowl to prove it, where you can ask the question where, wait a second, if Matt Stafford got drafted elsewhere with a little bit more functional front office and yes, more talent around him, would we be counting Matt Stafford rings? I got to give it to him.
I think, and that is a beautiful question to ask, because I do think we could be discussing this guy's career differently if he had a different coaching staff, a different franchise around him. So we got Mahomes, Rodgers, Stafford in today. Quarterbacks that have Hall of Fame cases if they retire today. Jackson is a possible. And here's the one right here that I feel like it's going to get hard for anybody to agree on. Russell Wilson has never even sniffed an MVP. He's likely never even been considered a top three, top four quarterback in an individual season. But he has two Super Bowl appearances. He has a Super Bowl championship. And if you believe Russell Wilson retires today and is in the Hall of Fame, I think I got to call you crazy, because I think I'm out on it. Russell Wilson and what he's done on the past couple of years, as well as what we're likely to see here in Pittsburgh, I don't feel like he's automatically in the Hall of Fame if he called it quits today. And I also don't feel crazy saying it.
He's the greatest quarterback in Seattle history, and he delivered them a Super Bowl and a second Super Bowl berth where they were 1 yard away from winning a second. So it's hard to argue for me. The perception and the Q rating, like you like to say, is at an all-time low on Russell Wilson. If he puts together a playoff-performing season this year, maybe that changes his perception. I think, gun to the head, Russell Wilson is a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Wow.
I'm keeping Lamar out right now. I think Russell Wilson did it long enough, and at least the perception of Russell Wilson before he went to Denver was that this was a guy that is a Hall of Fame talent that went to waste the last couple years in Seattle. I'm putting Russell Wilson in the Hall of Fame.
See, I think the story of Russell Wilson is a guy who had a lot of great traits and was uplifted by a great organization and Pete Carroll, who was able to find the things around him to make that team succeed. An elite defense. You look back at that Super Bowl they did win. And then you look at the Super Bowl where they tried to force feed Russell Wilson the Super Bowl MVP and he threw that interception to lose one against Brady. That could have been it. If he wins that Super Bowl, we're not having this debate. But I don't think he's in. And that's probably the tipping point right there. So you let us know. 888-760-3776. 888-760-3776. This is an interesting point right here. Russell Wilson, if he retired today, do you believe him to be a guy that has earned a gold jacket that will be enshrined in Canton? Sierra's husband, Mr. Dangerous, is he a Hall of Famer? Hit us up on the Baptist Health Hotline, 888-760-3776. That's the number to call in. Are you experiencing foot and ankle pain and need to see an expert in the field? Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has a team of foot and ankle orthopedic surgeons and specialists who are regarded as leaders in their specialty. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho to learn more today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care combines its resources of experienced physicians and leading-edge treatments and technology to provide advanced orthopedic, foot and ankle, joint replacement, spine and sports medicine care. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho for more information today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has offices conveniently located in Palm Beach County through the Florida Keys. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho. I'm suited, I'm booted, I'm in the shy. It is summertime, I'm feeling good. After this CCAT, I gotta keep it G with you. I'm stepping out, I'm gonna have me some drinks. I might sit there by the lake, watch the water flow, and just have, like, I love it. Summertime shy has my heart right now, CCAT.
They call that a beach, don't they? It's like 10 feet long where there's sand and concrete directly behind you. I've heard that called a beach in Chicago. We're at the bottom of that.
I got to get a ruling on that. I'll ask our friends here at ESPN 1000, ESPN Chicago, is it a beach? Is the strip of sand that they have out here on, I believe, what's Lake Michigan, is that a beach? And also, I will be hopping on a boat on Saturday as well and enjoying all of that. The ambiance here as I'm in Chicago for the National Association of Black Journalists Conference, but I couldn't leave y'all hanging. Had to bring, theoretically speaking, from the road with my guy, CCAT. And you know what I've been doing, man? As I've gone throughout and I've relinked up with so many journalists, they're like, yo, where are you at these days? Where are you at? I'm in West Palm Beach. I'm in Palm Beach County. And they say, I've heard great things. Well, of course you've heard great things. Because nobody knows how to illuminate. Nobody knows how to profess the beauty that is Palm Beach County better than its own residents. That's you, and that's also me. So it's time to hashtag love the Palm Beaches. Hashtag love the Palm Beaches. You've heard me talk about it before. Discover the Palm Beaches is going to be giving away monthly prizes to residents who invite loved ones, who invite their followers on social media to visit the Palm Beaches by using hashtag love the Palm Beaches on social media. Go to your favorite restaurant. Maybe it's a sporting field that you have nostalgia because you used to play there. You used to score touchdowns against Devin Hester and the likes there. Maybe it's just a fun spot to kick it at. Take a picture, take a video, hashtag love the Palm Beaches, post that on social media. Then you go online to thepalmbeaches.com/love. You fill out a form and you could be winning a vacation. You could be winning dining carts, everything all in between. Hashtag love the Palm Beaches. Gotta love that. Gotta love that. And again, the great thing about the Palm Beaches, every time I talk to anybody in Chicago about what it's like out here, they say, come in the summertime in Palm Beach County. You can come at any time, summer, winter, fall, spring. You pull up and the fun is waiting on you, man. CCAT, on the other side, we're bringing in Evan Cohen. We're going to grill him for how they got the grill going out there in New York and didn't invite unsportsmanlike South. We also going to pick his brain on our Hall of Fame list. Does he think Russell Wilson is in, even without showing us what he's going to do with Pittsburgh this year? Interesting stuff here. Theoretically speaking, on the road, CCAT's in the stew. I'm in the shy. We're theoretically speaking on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
I've been telling you all about the dog days of summer where you can go and get these all kinds of variations of hot dogs from Duffy Sports Grill, but that ends today. So I want to redirect your focus because the great thing about Duffy's, every Duffy Sports Grill, of course they have the 2-for-1 drinks all day, every day. But if you're trying to fill that belly up too while you keep the drinks a-coming and you keep the 80 or more televisions in every location on all of the different events you're trying to watch and stay on the lookout for this summer, You can also maybe tap in on my favorite burger right now. They have award-winning burgers and award-winning wings. And my favorite one, the Major League Burger, half-pound beef patty, Applewood smoked bacon, crumbled up blue cheese, a nice touch, with some Swiss cheese as well, balsamic grilled onions, a little baby arugula, and my favorite part, a sunny side up egg. Chef's kiss. DuffysMVP.com, that's where you can tap in to make sure you become a rewards member and an MVP like me. At Duffy's, our game is always on. On Unsportsmanlike, their game is always on from 6 to 10 a.m. here on ESPN 106.3. Michelle Smallman, Chris Canty, and the host as well, Evan Cohen, who joins us weekly. He's also right here now with us on Theoretically Speaking, and you're fresh off your hibachi extravaganza. Or what was the official name of the big cookout that you had that you didn't invite me and C-Cat to?
Well, that's true on the second part. That was true. You know what? Here's the thing. Before I answer that, the last time you and I went out for a meal, I spent so much money that it was so ridiculous, and we both were so frustrated by this that we need to do a redo, you and I, because we had such bad luck. You know what the problem was? We went somewhere quick, and we didn't go to Duffy's. How stupid are we? For me living in South Florida for as long as I have, or did, that my go-to meal was always Duffy's. We had like 5 minutes, 2 seconds in the station. We're like, all right, let's get somewhere quick. I spent too much money. That's the mistake. You know what? You learn your lesson. I've been going to Duffy's for as long as I have, that I learned my lesson for not doing that. Canty called it the ECHC, the Evan Cohen Hibachi Cookout. That's what we called it. No, you were not there, unfortunately. Christian C-Cat was not there, fortunately. Dr. Goldhaber was not there, unfortunately, but you can be with him. Dr. Goldhaber has been treating ear, nose, and throat patients in Florida for over 20 years. Of course, nasal and sinus expert. He treats patients with snoring and sleep apnea. Located in Boynton on the corner of Boynton and Jobs, Dr. Goldhaber's state-of-the-art office procedures help improve breathing and nasal symptoms. Schedule an appointment so you can breathe better today at 561-734-3636 or GoldhaberSinus.com. All right, fire away. What do you want to know about the hibachi cookout the other night?
Number one, whose idea was it? Because this is apparently one of C-Cat's favorite things in the world, and that's why I'm more so hurt. Not that I didn't get the invite, but this would have been great for C-Cat. Whose idea was it to do the sake shots from the, like a super soaker directly into the guests' mouths there at the Evan Cohen hibachi cookout?
That was the the company that we hired. So it's like I don't even know how to describe, a hibachi to go kind of place where they bring it to people's houses. I had never heard of such a thing. Give my son, who's 10, credit on this, because he went to a birthday party at a friend's house a couple of years ago, and instead of doing something that like every kid would do, they brought a hibachi chef to the house. I'm like, wow, that's a great thing. And so that's where I learned about it. My wife got in touch with the parents of the kid because we're friends with them, and then we got this information, and so they have a whole shtick and a whole like routine and game plan and everything like that. So it was the company's idea. It wasn't our idea.
That's pretty impressive. Your son putting you on game right there. And then, again, did you partake? Were you because I'm not one
to let
– oh, that's right. That's right.
I don't drink alcohol, so I don't drink. But but there were a few people who were involved in that. Pat Costello, our producer, was certainly one of them. I don't think Smalls did. I don't think Canty did.
Canty didn't.
Oh, you talked to him about it already?
Well, I saw him tweet about it, but also I knew before it started that Canty wasn't going to do it, and I was confident in knowing that. And then I saw a tweet that he said no, he did not partake in letting somebody else feed him the sake. He drank it himself. But what were you about to say?
Oh, because he certainly participated in everything else. That man ate a lot. I thought I ate more than he did, but my wife said, no, I think he ate more than you did. And I'm like, I don't know about that. But there's a video, C-Cat can probably find it and tweet it from the ESPN West Palm account, of I think I tweeted it, if not at Upco Radio or on Sports ESPN, of him at the end of the night kind of doing a post-game interview, Theo, and he was just like playing in the Super Bowl for him.
Yes, yes. I enjoyed seeing that as well. All the content that came out of the ECHC was impressive. And hopefully we do well enough. We're friendly enough with Unsportsmanlike and the whole crew that maybe next year Unsportsmanlike South, which, by the way, you got your name on everything. You got your name on our studio there back in West Palm Beach. You got your name on the cookout. Hopefully we impress enough. Maybe it's because we haven't had Michelle Smallman on theoretically speaking, yet. So we'll get her on, and maybe that'll solidify an invite for next year. But, Evan, today we've been talking about the Pro Football Hall of Fame and which quarterbacks, if they retired today, would actually have a gold jacket waiting on them. If I were to tell you I have a list in front of me right now and there are four current quarterbacks in the NFL today, if they retired now, they would have a gold jacket waiting on them. Is that too many?
I think it's too little.
Oh, wow. Okay. So let me read them off to you then. Can I read them off?
You want me to guess them? Because I bet you I can guess here. Well, all right, guess them. Whatever you want to do.
I have four and a possible. So you can guess my four and then the possible, and I'm sure there's three that are a lock that you'll give right off the top.
Okay. So the locks for sure, Mahomes, obviously, your team, plus the greatest we've seen since Brady, obviously. No doubt there. The second lock is Aaron Rodgers, obviously, four-time MVP. He's going to be a first-ballot unanimous Hall of Famer. The third lock is Boynton Beach's own Lamar Jackson, because you don't have a two-time MVP at the quarterback position and not make it to the Hall of Fame. So am I three for three so far?
Three for three. And there's a fourth one that's a lock to me as well.
So the fourth one that's probably a lock to you is probably Matthew Stafford because of all of the numbers. But I personally believe that Russell Wilson should be in this conversation and should be considered a Hall of Famer right now.
So that's where I believe we might differ a little bit. Russell Wilson, who, again, the Super Bowl championship, it does give him a big step up in this conversation. But he feels like a guy that if he retired when he left the Seahawks, it would be a lock for him to make the Hall of Fame. Also, maybe if in that second Super Bowl he handed the ball off to Marshawn Lynch, and we're talking about a two-time Super Bowl champion, he's for sure a Hall of Famer. But I don't think it's as clear-cut as the other guys based on what we've seen in the past 5 years from him, not just in Denver, but also the last couple of years with Seattle. He has more years leading the league in sacks allowed than he does in any other passing category. He's never been a great regular season quarterback, and he only has one title. I don't think he's a lock to make it. I think he's also hurting himself by playing longer.
Okay, a couple of things on this. First of all, you just came up with an entirely different topic that is a fascinating topic that I will now ask back to you. Can a player in any sport play themselves out of the Hall of Fame? Because what you just said to me is that I think if we had this conversation when his time was up in Seattle, he'd be in. And so what you're suggesting is by playing more football for the Denver Broncos, he got inducted, in essence, figuratively, and then removed from the Hall of Fame because of two seasons, one of which he played 15 games, had 16 touchdowns and 11 interceptions, and the other one last year, 15 games, 26 touchdowns and 8 picks. By the way, that's pretty damn good when it comes to touchdown to interception ratio. So you are telling me that a player who has a 3-to-1 touchdown to interception ratio in this previous year has played himself out of the Hall of Fame, that they've said, I know you're in Canton, but you have to leave.
Yes, because the team that he had that year for then cut him, took on a historic amount of dead cap space, as well as he's now playing on the minimum for the Pittsburgh Steelers, who also brought in another quarterback to compete with him for that same spot. Like, the past 2 years, you can do the touchdown-to-interception ratio stuff. He hasn't impacted winning in a great way, and he hasn't done so in the past 4 to 5 years. And I do think that the initial question that you asked here, Evan, again, Evan Cohen joining us from Unsportsmanlike here on ESPN 106.3 on a Wednesday, you asked me, can a player play their way out of the Hall of Fame? And I think you can.
Yeah.
Like, you're a big Jerry Seinfeld guy, right? One of his favorite quotes about showbiz is, oh, you're not? You don't like Seinfeld? Or no? Was I off base?
No, I don't know if I want to go here, especially today with where you are.
I've heard you. Right, I am in Chicago. Be cognizant of that. But he says the number one rule of showbiz, go out while you're on top. Sometimes you can stay long enough to have things that are.
I wish Jerry would have listened to that.
Oh, my God.
I'll go look up some of the stuff he said recently. We should probably do this off the air. Anyway, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think Chris Paul is a Hall of Famer?
Whew. That is. Let me answer for you.
Definitively a Hall of Famer. It's not even debatable. He's going to be in the Hall of Fame. But based on your logic, why exactly would the last few years not have played him out of the Hall of Fame?
Chris Paul has actually been good. In his post prime years, like he helped uplift that Phoenix team to a finals appearance when he was in Oklahoma City.
But not Hall of Fame. Not Hall of Fame. He basically had the Russell Wilson Broncos year.
Was there any one year where you considered Russell Wilson a top five player at his position? Because when Chris Paul has been in the league,
he was two or three. He was two or three at times. That's the difference between he and Stafford. If you look back, there were times where Russell Wilson was absolutely a top three quarterback in a Brady era. Stafford was never in the top three. And I'm not saying Stafford should be out.
I would beg for you to tell me which years individually Russell Wilson was a top three quarterback, because he was never voted that way, and he also didn't really have the stats to show it, though the Seahawks were really good. I like Russell Wilson
but
in general.
People vote for the Hall of Fame. I mean, people vote for these awards, excuse me. And Russell Wilson is not, for whatever reason, he's not as liked as I believe he should be. But in 2020, the guy had 40 touchdowns and 13 interceptions. In 2019, he had 31 touchdowns and 5 interceptions. In 2018, he had 35 and 7. Look at that three-year stretch. That's insane.
That's really good.
That is just absolutely ridiculous, that three-year stretch. And that's not even the year that he won a Super Bowl.
Obviously, arguments in his favor. I'm just out on him being a lock for the Hall of Fame today. I do want to get you one more because I know you probably have to go here soon. Again, Evan Cohen joining us from Unsportsmanlike here on Theoretically Speaking. If Josh Allen, who doesn't necessarily have those high watermarks when it comes to the regular season statistics, doesn't have any individual awards yet, but if Josh Allen were to win a Super Bowl this year, would that be enough? Would he have enough in his legacy, in his case, to be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame as well?
Yeah, that's a good one. I have never been a Josh Allen guy. I am a guy that absolutely loves quarterbacks that don't make a lot of mistakes. Mm. And he obviously has made a ton of mistakes. I have a weird feeling that Josh Allen is going to have a great year this year. I think this arguably is going to be the best year of his career, how I look at it, which is less mistakes and more wins. I don't know that he's a Hall of Famer if he wins the Super Bowl this year. Because, again, and I know, Theo, maybe I shouldn't just solely do touchdown interception, but 29-18 last year, 35-14 the year before, 36-15, and 37-10. That's a lot of turnovers.
Yep.
So, you ask that question, and it kind of opens up another question that I'll return to you, which is, if we have this conversation on March 1st of 25, and we project a Super Bowl win for the following quarterbacks, are they in? Josh Allen, Dak Prescott, and Jared Goff. People are going to laugh in the air. Jared Goff, Hall of Fame. If somehow the Detroit Lions go to the Super Bowl and win it, which is playing one more game than they did last year, right? They were in the NFC title game last year, so playing one more game. There's a man that went to two Super Bowls with two different teams, three NFC championship games, was the number one pick in the draft, and has actually very much lived up to it.
I would say
so
between
three guys
the three
for
of
you
them.
To consider on that one.
Between the three of them, Josh Allen, Jared Goff, and who was the third again? You said
Dak
Prescott. Between the three of them, I do think Jared Goff, if he won the Super Bowl this year, would have the strongest case between the three of them to go into the Hall of Fame. And that actually sounds absolutely bananas. You say that two or three years ago when the Rams pretty much gave up on him, nobody would have believed it. But wow, he's come a long way.
But you actually just categorized it perfectly, Phil, because you said if he wins the Super Bowl, would have the best case for. You never said, so people don't take this out of context and what Theo's saying, you never said he's getting in. You, if you're just projecting quarterbacks, if they won a Super Bowl, whose case would be significantly closer to Canton? I don't think you're wrong. I think Goff's career looks so interesting if that happens.
Absolutely bananas. I never thought I would have came to this place. We came in talking about hibachi cookouts, and we go out saying that Jared Goff has a route to the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton. You never know where the thing's going to go when Evan Cohen pulls up.
I got one other question. I got to ask one thing. Because I know you said CCAT is all in on hibachi. Can I get 30 seconds? CCAT,
yes.
I want you to do a live read for the concept of an endorsement, I should say, for the concept of hibachi, not a place. Let's hear CCAT's endorsement of the hibachi concept in 3, 2, 1.
Folks, you love entertainment and you love food. You love steak, you like chicken, you like shrimp, you love to have fun with your family, with your friends. Why not do it all at the same time here at ESPN West Palm Hibachi Night? I invite to you the concept of hibachi. Find the nearest you and enjoy yourself. Maybe catch a piece of cucumber in your mouth. Yes. You know what, Evan? I'm surprised you didn't do the Super Soaker, not because you're not drinking. You should change what was in the Super Soaker just like with a Coke. Why not? Join on the fun, even if it's not alcoholic.
Don't deflect. Theo, she cast endorsement. Find the nearest you.
Yes. Either it's a really lonely party or it's a very introspective party. I can't tell. But that,
I'm a big proponent of doing a solo hibachi lunch. Like at 1 o'clock on a work day, taking your lunch break, going to a hibachi restaurant by yourself and maybe enjoying the company of the strangers to your right and to your left. Try it out.
What?
Yeah.
Evan. Where do we go from here?
We're in the people business. I like to talk to people.
Put that up on Twitter, please. Would you go to a solo hibachi at 1 p.m. on a weekday?
You get to have a good conversation with your hibachi chef. You learn where he learned his craft. I would enjoy it. Absolutely.
I don't know where to go from here. That might go into the Hall of Fame of takes.
I'd almost rather sit through what you had to sit through today, but no, I wouldn't. Go ahead.
No, and that's another thing that we won't be addressing here on Theoretically Speaking, the events that happened this morning at NABJ Chicago with
certain
people. Okay. Get out of here, Evan. I appreciate your time. I appreciate your time, man. We'll catch up with you next week. That's Evan Cohen from Unsportsmanlike. You hear him 6 to 10 a.m. every single morning here on ESPN 106.3 with Michelle Smallman and Chris Canty, who, again, undoubtedly was never going to take that Saki Super Soaker to the mouth like CCAT was jealous of everybody else that was able to do so. CCAT, I'm surprised you didn't include that in your read.
I believe it was Pat Costello, who was a producer of Unsportsmanlike, who was taking it to the dome. Listen, guys like me and him who are here getting our fingernails dirty under the board, blood, sweat, and tears in these programs, not sitting behind a microphone looking pretty like you, we can enjoy the finer things like a Super Soaker of sake.
That's not fine at all. By the way, I did get a nice little manicure that may be late for a meeting a couple of days ago at ESPN West Palm and got me plenty of consternation. I figured if I'm coming to Chicago, where Caleb Williams is, why not get a little manicure ahead of time and get into the vibes? Come on. I'm a man of the people. Also, I'm a man who has the gold plan with EDS. Air conditioning, and plumbing. EDSisYes.com. EDSisYes.com. That's the website. That's how you get hooked up. You can become a Gold Plan member like me. You get 2 checkups every year, preventative care as well as repair. And you got to remember, EDS is yes. They're the most trusted AC specialist here in Palm Beach County. EDSisYes.com. You get 24/7 support. EDSisYes.com. How about some plumbing needs? Well, EDS is a trained comfort specialist. It's hard to stop a train. EDS has also achieved a 4.8-star Google rating, over 760 reviews on there, so you know it's real. That's more than the media that voted on the ACC polls. How is Miami third? EDS is number one. EDS is yes. So many reasons why EDS is yes. Check them out right now. EDSisYes.com. Schedule an appointment around your schedule. On the other side, we take on a new venture here on Theoretically Speaking. I'm excited for it. I hope you're tapped in on YouTube. Again, I'm suited. I'm booted. I'm at ESPN 1000 here in Chicago, so we're going to deliver on the highest of levels. It is going to be Teddy Two-a-days. Can I get the sound? Yeah, buddy. Get excited. Football's right around the corner. That's CCAT. I'm Theo Dorsey. We're Theoretically Speaking on ESPN 106.3. Time now for the Baptist Health Orthopedic Care Offseason Football Report. Many were wondering. Everybody's had their eyes glued to their laptops. They've had their notifications on. Will it happen? I'm here to confirm on Theoretically Speaking on this Wednesday, July 31st, that yes, the Colorado Buffaloes, the whole football team, has their Instagram usernames on the back of their practice jerseys. The wait is over. That's it. If you want to be able to follow Shedeur Sanders, let me see. It's like at Shedeur. I can't really read it because he's moving and throwing the football. Not really necessarily the greatest marketing, but it's something. So, yeah, again, the Buffs with their Instagram ads on their backs. I'm guessing this might help them with NIL. Not sure. That's your Baptist Health Orthopedic Care Football Offseason Report. Is joint pain affecting your quality of life? At Baptist Health Orthopedic Care, our team is experienced in traditional joint replacement surgery as well as new, less invasive treatments with the goal of returning you to what you love as quickly as possible. You can learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has its resources of experienced physicians and leading-edge treatments and technology to provide advanced orthopedic foot and ankle, joint replacement, spine, and sports medicine care. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho for more information today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has offices conveniently located in Palm Beach County through the Florida Keys. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho. And I'm just realizing my Baptist Health offseason football report should have been that Willie Snead IV, Glade Central alum, wide receiver, a veteran, also got signed by the Miami Dolphins today. Big shout to him, Palm Beach County guy, who is also a huge impactful guy in the community out here. So wanted to shout that out as well. Okay, CCAT, do we have time? I think we do.
Let's do it.
To give some Teddy Two-a-days, which is our way of previewing this NFL season. So we'll start with the champs. I love that. Love the intro. It's Teddy Two-a-days. We're going to give you a preview to the NFL season. We start with the defending champion, Kansas City Chiefs. Now, last year, they went 11-6, won the AFC West, but most importantly, ran through a gauntlet of a playoff schedule versus the Dolphins, at the Bills, at the Ravens, en route to a Super Bowl 58 win, back-to-back champions. Their win total this year on Hard Rock Bet is 11.5. But what if everything went right? We got to hit their ceiling, CCAT.
The ceiling is the roof. Let's make it happen.
And the ceiling for Chiefs Kingdom and Patrick Mahomes this year, I can see it already. Taylor Swift at the parade. You got Travis Kelce chugging beers. Back-to-back-to-back Super Bowl champions. And I do think that with that elite defense and with everything they have going on with the injection of speed and talent on the offensive end, the Chiefs have a shot. Again, the ceiling of this team would be to run through the season undefeated en route to that Super Bowl. Now, we also have to talk about what if everything goes bad, CK. The floor for the Chiefs, I would say a 10-win season, a divisional round exit to likely the hands of the Ravens or the Texans, but I do think the Chiefs still win the division because if there's one constant in life, it's the Chiefs winning the AFC West. It would be their ninth straight division title en route to what will be a record in a couple of years. But here's the crystal ball, the Big Ten crystal ball. The Kansas City Chiefs are going to go 14-3 this year. They'll be the first team in NFL history to three-peat. But here's the sad part. Taylor Swift's going to release an album. It's going to be a heartbreak album because I do think this is the end of the road. Kelce and Swift go their separate ways because to chase greatness, you must sacrifice. Kansas City Chiefs, back-to-back-to-back champs. You heard it here first. And by the way, if you missed it, Carson Wentz, he's a backup for the Chiefs. Go and tell that to somebody because you likely forgot. I want to talk to you about Kaiser University, man. Talking about champions, and the Chiefs obviously will be trying to get the first three-peat in NFL history, but Kaiser has multiple programs that have three-peated when it comes to NAIA national championships. The program itself, the school itself, right there in West Palm Beach, has 22 national championship banners to their name. You walk in that basketball gym, you look up in the sky, you get blinded by all the red banners in there. You also have 60-plus conference titles in multiple sports. They have the defending champs in NAIA football. KUSeahawks.com. KUSeahawks.com. That's the website to get locked in with the Kaiser Seahawks and watch them hashtag defend the beach. We've got more on Theoretically Speaking. So tap in. That's CCAT. I'm Theo Dorsey. I'm in the shy, baby. It's ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
The Bears kick off the preseason with the Hall of Fame game tomorrow. That'll be against the Houston Texans. We won't see any starters, but I'm in Chicago, so I'm feeling the Bear fever. Wish I was back in Palm Beach County with y'all, though, because it's a great time anytime in Palm Beach County. And the only one to be able to showcase that to residents, to friends, to family outside of the Palm Beaches is you, the residents that live it every single day. So hashtag love the Palm Beaches. I've told you this before. Hop on social media, take a picture at your favorite space. Maybe it's a restaurant. Maybe it's a place you like to visit. It could be a sightseeing spot. There's so many beautiful places with all of the coastlines and stuff here in Palm Beach County. Take a picture or video, put it on social media, hashtag love the Palm Beaches. Then you go online, thepalmbeaches.com/love. You fill out a form, and then you can win vacations, dining cards, all kinds of gifts from Discover the Palm Beaches. Again, hashtag love the Palm Beaches. See, Cat? I know we're on the road, but even on the road, we like to take the good people home.
I know who I want to take me home, take me home.
And I take you home with this from the Windy City. Whoever that man was at O'Hare who picked up my heavy-ass 52-pound bag because, yes, it was over the limit, thinking it was his, off the conveyor belt, just to put it down so that I can scoop it and walk away and not have to lift that thing in my suit. Thank you. But that's my bag. Stop touching my stuff. CCAT, what you got?
I ordered coffee on like the app ahead of time, and I ordered it to the wrong location today. Do you think that if I show them my confirmation, they should still give me that coffee? Because I paid the $3.31.
Yes.
Thank you.
Absolutely yes. Go get what's yours, and you do the same. Go in love. Go in peace. Go in joy. Freddie and Harry next here on ESPN 106.3.